Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The next steps after the Supreme Court's ruling on California's worship ban. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, we recently got a huge victory at the Supreme Court, and this was a very unusual time to release a decision. This was 1 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time, Saturday morning, and we got the opinion from the Supreme Court. So they were obviously working late, and this is involving our Harvest Rock Church and Harvest International Ministry case out of California. The Supreme Court blocked California's total ban on indoor worship. This was the second time Liberty Counsel appealed to the High Court on behalf of these churches. The ruling in this case also included a church called South Bay United Pentecostal Church. We represent Harvest Rock and Harvest International Ministry and Pastor Che An. So this ruling, Holly, ends the no worship ban that goes all the way back to March 19, 2020. That's an amazing time, both in terms of the most severe restriction in the country and the longest such restriction of that severity in the nation.
Can you imagine almost a year it's been the churches have been said you cannot worship at all in the church, in a sanctuary, or even at home?
Yeah, that's amazing. And the penalties are $1,000 fine every day, and also criminal charges up to a year in prison. We still have the letter from the Pasadena prosecutor who had not revoked that, threatening not only the pastors and the staff, but the parishioners with criminal charges and daily fines. And in some cases, some of the counties, like Ventura County and the church in San Jose, and also Los Angeles County, they imposed very high fines. They went far beyond what the $1,000 a day fine is from the state. They imposed much, much higher fines, so much so that I've been talking to an attorney representing the San Jose church in California that is in the state court system that will benefit from this ruling, by the way. And he said that that church faces about $1 million in fines.
That's unbelievable. But, you know, we will keep continuing to fight for this until California churchgoers can have total freedom, and that includes singing and chanting in church. Can you imagine going to church and not being able to sing in church?
Yeah, and we'll talk about the singing and chanting pretty soon, because the government has no authority to micromanage the kind of things that you do in church, and that's what they're actually doing by saying you can't sing or chant. But, you know, this particular case, removing the total worship ban will really impact the churches such as John MacArthur's church that has faced severe fines in his county, Rob McCoy's church that faced fines and threats of jail in Ventura County, the San Jose church, the church, remember, earlier last year that got fined $5,000 every time they met, and so they ended up deciding to have church outside. But you can't always have church outside. Depends upon where you are in California. In the wintertime in Northern California, it gets pretty cold.
That's right.
And then you have rain. And then in the summertime, it gets very hot. And you also have the smoke from some of the forest fires that happened last year.
And, you know, you'd never think, here we are in America talking about this over and over again, but it's with these governors who don't respect the idea that we are created in God's image and our freedoms come from God, not from government. The government is there to protect our freedoms, but yet they're so power hungry.
Yeah, and so the singing and chanting, Justices Thomas, Gorsuch, and Alito would have immediately granted our injunction against the singing and chanting ban. Justices Barrett and Kavanaugh stated that they wanted more information about exemptions from singing and chanting. These justices, Thomas, Gorsuch, and Alito, wrote the following, quote, "Of course, if a chorister can sing in a Hollywood studio, but not for a church, California's regulations cannot be viewed as neutral.
Right.
That is actually the quote from Barrett and Kavanaugh.
You just follow the money in this case. Follow the money.
Yeah. So Barrett and Kavanaugh say that, you know, if the evidence shows, which it will, that a chorister can sing in a Hollywood studio, but not in a church, then these regulations are not neutral. And so they were looking for additional information. What has happened in California is they exempted the music entertainment industry, and they use the word music as part of the critical infrastructure. They call that critical infrastructure. It's kind of like when you used to hear the word, whether you have an essential surgery or an elective surgery, you used to think, I did anyway, that that might be something that was not that critical. You could have it now. You don't really need it. But when they started to use the word elective surgery, they referred to cancer surgery, prostate surgery, surgery for heart conditions. Not what you would think of as maybe something completely voluntary. And yet here, when they use the word essential activities, essential services, or in California, critical infrastructure, well, it's telling that their critical infrastructure is the Hollywood entertainment industry.
Right. That word essential has been like the buzzword this past year, and whether it's interpreted as objective or subjective depends on who says it.
Yeah. And so when you look at the singing and chanting, first of all, we have research that we cited in our case before the Supreme Court and the lower courts, that there are studies, for example, that singing and or chanting does not increase the potential spread of COVID. That's just something that the governors have made up with no scientific information and no scientific evidence.
And of course, they were participating in all these protests where they were chanting. That didn't seem to have a problem with those.
No, and Governor Newsom said, "God bless you. Keep doing it."
Right.
To those protesters that are out there, shoulder to shoulder, back to front, jamming the streets, 100,000 in the Hollywood area, and he said, "God bless you. Keep doing it." And they were chanting, they were singing slogans and so forth like this. So we're going to continue moving forward to remove all the restrictions, because the afternoon of Saturday, Governor Gavin Newsom already modified his so-called blueprint that has four tiers and imposed a 25% limitation where he had a total ban. And while that's a huge victory, a total ban to 25% capacity, yet they're still discriminated against when you compare them to all of these other exempted critical infrastructure, and that includes hundreds. As well as they're discriminated against when you look at retail. Retail is not part of the critical infrastructure, but they can meet at 50% capacity in Tier 1 and churches at 25% capacity in Tier 1. So there is clearly a discriminatory application. And we're also going to continue to press forward on the singing and chanting. Justice Gorsuch wrote, "But if Hollywood may host a studio audience or film a singing competition, while not a single soul may enter California's churches, synagogues, and mosques, something has gone seriously awry."
Amen to that.
And that's exactly what we have. The music industry is completely exempted, and they have no capacity restrictions. And you can sing. You can not only have a person in a studio behind a glass with an engineer on the other side and a producer, but you can have large choirs, large concerts as well. All of that's exempted in California.
Yeah, do you remember that restaurant owner who went to great lengths and great expense, the outdoor restaurant, so she could be compliant, but then they came in next door and set up this whole exact same structure for the film industry and for a television series. So she was not allowed to do that, but they were.
In addition to our huge victory that we're going to continue to move forward with in California, we have had a lot of other victories along the way, but we still have many more miles to go. We began this epic journey in March 2020 when our client, Dr. Rodney Howard Brown, was arrested for opening his church. And since that time, we've helped reopen churches and free Christians to worship in multiple states. In Florida, Florida was freed April 1, 2020. Kentucky, May 8, 2020, with a decision by the Court of Appeals in which we won. And in Illinois, that was freed on May 28, 2020. Now, in those cases, in Kentucky and Illinois, Those are still ongoing because the governors want to return to their old ways. Colorado was freed on December 7 as a result of the same Harvest Rock Church that we litigated and got the first decision from the Supreme Court on December 3, and then finally February 6, 2021 for California. These cases are still ongoing. Continue to pray for our team, for our ministry. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.